Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I love my listeners, whether you live in England or Germany or Texas or New York, Canada, Mexico, it doesn't matter. And we told you food prices would start increasing. They have. We told you this would happen to the dollar. Every major expert we have on, we just tell the truth. It isn't hard to figure this stuff out. Ted Anderson was talking to his brokers last night, and they were like, yeah, well, you know, when do you think the dollar will come back, Ted? And Ted said, it ain't ever coming back. It's about a 95% chance. We're going into total world government. They're going to use this as a police state crackdown. We're not giving you negative news, okay? We're just telling you the truth. It isn't negative to tell you the truth. It's very positive what you're hearing here. Horrible, deep recession that they call a recession. It's really a depression. And he said guaranteed depression. I hope that's not the case, but I know this. Gold and silver are only going to go up in the long term, even the short term. It's up today, you know, staying right at 980. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. We're getting into 9/11, a bunch of other police state news in the next segment. But Ted has got the same price he had a week ago. It's going to be going up if gold doesn't go down, and it isn't going down. It's going up. And he's about to run out of this. They're going to have brokers there all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and late tonight to take your orders. Ted, tell them about the offer. They just heard the economic outlook. I was just telling Ted the tiny amount of money he makes doing this, and how it supports the network, because there's literally about a 4% markup here just to take the orders. I guess about the same in the silver. And I said, we are capitalizing the network in a small way, and we're doing it completely morally. That's how I roll, ladies and gentlemen. You need to call and melt their phones down. I don't care if it's one quarter gold piece or 20 ounces of gold. Folks, we told you to buy it when it was 260-something. Now it's 980. And, folks, you just heard it. The globalists are shutting this country down. We can't probably save the country in the short term, but we can maybe help ourselves. Ted?
No, you're right about that, Alex. The dollar is not going to come back, and you better be getting into gold and silver at this time. That's all I can say. Everything else that's out there, the bond market's going to take it on the chin. Right now, the bonds are actually at a premium right now because the Fed artificially lowered the interest rates. What an opportunity to get out of that market. The stock market is going to get hit, too. You've had the economist on. He's already told everybody what that's about. I'll talk about the gold. Presently, right now, we have the British sovereign gold coin. It is trading at 268. We have the franc coin, which is trading at 214. And obviously, a really good buy, too, is the silver right now. And for rolls of 20, you can get into the Walking Liberty halves for 210. And, Alex, at this time, they're just as the market is here, and it's showing that, you know, this is going to continue. And supplies are drying up. The supplies are finite. Silver and gold coins that we've been talking about all these years are from the turn of the century.
Folks, you're not getting in at the top. All the evidence points towards getting in on the bottom right now. This is the bottom floor. This is not the middle floor. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at $2,000, $3,000 gold and silver. Heaven knows, regardless, it can't be devalued. It's not like the toilet paper Federal Reserve currencies. We gave the bankers control. They have raped us. They are sinking the ship. The least you can do is get in the lifeboats. We're getting in them. Me and Ted climbed in years ago. We're way off from the ship going towards land. We're radioing you saying, get on the lifeboat, dummy. Ted, give them the number.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. 2237. Do it now. Don't put it off any longer. Get it done. You've been thinking about doing it? Do it.
And I'm going to tell you, if you haven't taken firearms training, you don't have shotguns and handguns and semi-autos, you need them right now. You need food. You need water filters, because the money is more than 50% on total road warrior bedlam. Let's pray none of that happens, and then you just know how to use a gun, and you got some storable food that's gone up in value, and you can eat it and save money, and you can sell gold and make a profit. 800-686-2237. Give them a call. They'll be there all weekend and tonight. Give them a call now. 800-686-2237. Here's the number. 800-686-2237. You don't need a new fancy motorcycle. You need gold and silver. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot for having me up again, Alex.
We'll be right back with a big guest. Your calls, tons of news. Stay with me. It's Friday.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I would also like to thank C-SPAN for being here and covering this event. C-SPAN has been really the only outlet on national television that hasn't just shown small portions or had speakers exposing 9/11 as an inside job on for just a few minutes. They have covered quite a few presentations by David Ray Griffin and others, the 9/11 Truth Convergence. And so, again, they really need to be commended. Thank you, C-SPAN. Going to speak for a few minutes, then we're going to introduce our panel and give them all a five-minute opening statement. Then we're going to open it up to a general discussion about 9/11 and the unanswered questions and the clear evidence of Black Op, Black World involvement in the tragic attacks in New York and Washington, D.C. And then later, I believe we'll have time for about 15, 20 minutes of questions. Long before 9/11 took place, I was fully aware of the historical fact that governments, Western governments, Eastern governments, the U.S. government, elements of it, normally small criminal elements, have staged terror attacks or have manufactured different pretexts to invade countries, attack nations, or enslave their own domestic populations with police state measures. And so opening this up today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the history of state-sponsored false flag terrorism. Even the CIA's own website, CIA.gov, and their history department admits, and 14 books, scholarly books, have been published, including one by Kermit Roosevelt himself, where our own government admits that in 1953 they staged false flag terror attacks and riots, shootings, to blame it on the president, the elected president, Mossadegh. That's part of the record. And then we have declassified documents like Operation Northwoods from the early 1960s that was green-lighted all the way up to Kennedy, and President Kennedy said no to Operation Northwoods. Operation Northwoods in late 2000 was actually covered by ABC News and the Baltimore Sun. You can read the document itself, the National Security Archive, and the Library of Congress online. Just type Operation Northwoods into Google. And I say that for the TV viewers out there because this is really a foundational document. In it, the Pentagon and General L.L. Lemonster, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, proposed, not as a war game, but as an operational plan they wanted to implement as a pretext to go to war with Cuba and then perhaps the Soviet Union, widening it, a cocktail, a cornucopia of false flag events, events that would kill and wound individuals, American citizens, and then other events where they would claim Americans had died where none had died. And one of the five different terror attacks they discussed that they could carry out to blame on a foreign government is the hijacking of a jet by remote control and crashing it and then having a list of dead Americans, preferably students, to create a catalyzing event to get the public angry and behind a war effort. You can go read this in Operation Northwood.
All right, folks. Yeah, I saw that somebody had posted 11 parts of the entire almost two-hour piece that aired on C-SPAN of our 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium up on YouTube, so folks can find that and hopefully get that out to people. That's just my introduction. A lot of powerful info from that conference now up there on YouTube, kind of a blast from the past. Our guest has written just a whole bunch of New York Times best-selling books, very, very respected. Then I got up this morning. I knew he'd been contacting us about coming on the show, and I meant to get him on. I just hadn't read the book yet. And then I got up and saw op-ed news today. 9/11 truth issues explode onto CBS national radio yesterday. And he went on national radio and basically tore them up big time. So we are very honored to have Steve Alton on. The new book is The Shell Game. And Mr. Alton, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, the pleasure's all mine.
You got such a big bio and such a lengthy, successful career. I don't know where to start, but just in a nutshell, tell us about yourself, who you are, how you woke up to 9/11 being an inside job, and why you wrote The Shell Game, The End of Oil, The Next 9/11, The End of Civilization, and how your political views have changed.
Alex, The Shell Game is my eighth novel. My career started back in 96 with Meg, a novel of deep terror. It was quite a bit different, about a 70,000-pound prehistoric great white shark called a Megalodon, and that hit New York Times bestseller list. And it's had a couple movie deals so far, and we're hoping for a third one. In between, I wrote six other novels. I've been on the bestsellers list several times. But The Shell Game was something altogether different. And I did not approach it as an activist because at the time I had never heard about the 9/11 truth movement. But it started off, investigating whether peak oil existed or not and the implications of it. And suddenly I was thrust into the events of 9/11 and began reading these through the lies of the Bush administration, which I had swallowed too, and it just got me very angry. And I realized that I had to change the tone of this book, that I had to tell the truth, even though it was going to put me out there and risk my career. And this is life and death stuff, and there's more important things in my career. And so I decided to write the book and tell it as a fictional thriller. Fictional because it takes place a few years from now, a thriller because it tells a story, but it really is a cautionary tale that extrapolates the real events from 9/11 and tells us the road that we're on and where we're going.
Absolutely.
you know, I loved reading the transcript of you on national radio on CBS syndicated program talking about this, and it shocked the host because he wasn't expecting you to get into all this. You went through a lot of the key areas. But tell us, because this is interesting, you know, we have the best actress this year, Academy Award winner, coming out of 9/11 Truth. We have the Italian former president, former head of intelligence, all these former German defense ministers. Now it's two of them. You know, all these other people, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of prominent people. It's an avalanche, and the establishment's now calling for the arrest of 9/11 truthers. That's a talking point all over MSNBC and Fox and CNN, by the way, with Glenn Beck. So they're really in damage control emergency mode right now. But the process, I mean, how you first bought into the lie and then how you woke up from that lie.
Well, like a lot of Americans, I mean, you know, you sort of rally behind the president as a natural, reaction. But once I started doing research for the book and reading the great materials that's out there, including David Ray Griffin and including Michael C. Rupert's book, Crossing the Rubicon, and DVDs, Loose Change Guys, and started looking at all that material, I realized that this is absolutely criminal. And what really scared me was the fact that, you know, if you read The Project for a New American Century, these guys aren't done. I mean, Rumsfeld's not sitting on the beach somewhere drinking a cocktail, and the rest of these guys aren't going away until they finish what they started out to finish. And, in fact, you know, even though the book was completed about 10 months ago, the candidates that I name in the election that takes place in 2012 and the president, I seem to have hit it right on that too, but it's the recent things that are in the news that scares me. The fact that Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff comes out and says that his biggest fear is a nuclear suitcase bomb going off in a city. A week later, Bush comes out and makes a statement in defense of waterboarding that the next 9/11 will make the last one pale in comparison. I mean, it's for me, I'm shaking when I hear this stuff because it's almost like they're reading the book.
Well, the White House has admitted that they have gone out and hired Hollywood scriptwriters to write different scenarios, and then those turn out to be fake scenarios to fearmonger they put out on the news.
Yeah, but there is also two presidential directives out there that, you know, God forbid another false flag event were to take place before the November election, that Bush and Cheney would remain in power, that they can stop the election, and they could declare martial law.
Talk about this radio interview you did a few days ago and the response you got and what the neocon talk show host thought.
Well, it was a big venue at the Jim Bohannon show on CBS Radio. And as I was sitting in the green room listening to his prior guest, the prior guest was an executive from Shell Oil. And I was listening to his thing and I almost thought, well, I'm this sounds like a setup, them being led to slaughter. But once we started talking, he took some phone calls, and a fan of mine who had read the Shell Game called in and specifically asked about 9/11 and the growing threat of another 9/11. And bam, we were off and going. And you know, he's a radical right winger. I mean, he started off the conversation talking about that the problem with Iraq is that Americans have it too soft and we need to institute a draft and then double the size of the military. And my response was, what the hell for? I mean, who are we fighting and who are we fighting for? So that corporations make more money? But once we got into the 9/11 truth discussions and, you know, I had to overcome the objection that, you know, he feels that all 9/11 truthers are conspiracy theorists and crazy wackos, and I let them know that, first of all, that's not the case, that the 9/11 truthers are the real patriots, and I include yourself in that, of the 21st century, and that the people who believe that it's all conspiracy theorists all have one thing in common, and that is they never looked at the facts. They just made an assumption that these people are crazy, and if you look at the facts like I did as a novelist, look at the facts as I did from a best-selling author, then there's only one conclusion you can come to, and that was, of course, it was an inside job.
Well, who has the motive? Who stands to gain? Who could carry it out? All this and a lot more with Steve Olten, the new book, The Shell Game.
We'll be right back on the other side. We'll also open the phones up later to talk about all the new 9/11 truth developments. It's Friday.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon on code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss. Another flashing chance at bliss. Another kiss, another kiss.
Steve Olton is our guest, another prominent person going public for 9/11 Truth, the new book, The Shell Game. Now, Steve, I want to be clear on this. How would you describe yourself politically just a few years ago before you woke up?
I'm a registered Democrat. I'm not a liberal by any means, more conservative in nature. open mind to listening to ideas. But, yeah, I mean, I was asleep, too. I mean, I was taken by surprise by the 9/11 information I found, but at the same time knew that it was the truth. And I think that the beauty of the shell game over a lot of the other terrific materials that have come out of that 9/11 truth is that it flies under the radar because it's a fictional novel written by a best-selling author. And so I get a lot of email every day from Republicans who have read the book, weren't expecting to read what they read, and now have changed their minds about things.
But how shocked was this neocon Jim Bohannon? He kind of poses as a liberal, but he's a warmonger. I mean, how shocked was he when you were on the show arguing with him?
It caught him off guard because he wasn't expecting the conversation to go there, and he wasn't expecting the things to come out in the interview that came out that sort of took him aback because he couldn't answer them. I mean, we got on to the war games, and I told him about, you know, that these false flag events, one of the key clues about it is that there always seems to be a war game that simulates exactly what the event is, and that on 9/11 we had these war games going on with NORAD and Dick Cheney in charge of things, and the false blips inserted on radar screens of the FAA, and his initial response was, you know, so says you. I mean, so you're the only one who knows about this information. I said, no, this is not my information. I said, there's tens of thousands of people out there, you know, that know this information, and they cannot get any mainstream attention. And his response was, well, why don't they run out and have a congressional hearing about this? I said, listen, you got a situation where the fox is guarding the hen house, and the fox has no interest in having an investigation about itself. And that's the problem. We also have mainstream media out there that are in the business of war. And business is good right now, and they don't want to talk about this stuff. They don't want to, you know, make any less money than they're making. So, and then we came up to the World Trade Centers and World Trade Center 7, and he did not know about World Trade Center 7 going down, and we discussed that a little bit, and to the point where I finally said to him, you know, Jim, how does a 47-story building just fall on its own at free fall speed? How does that happen? And he said, well, I don't know. And he said, exactly. You know, it just to pose the question and say, why aren't we asking these questions? Why aren't we seeking answers to it? Is everything a conspiracy? You know, maybe it's the truth, and maybe it needs to be looked into. And
Steve,
he was shocked.
Steve, when Willie Nelson came on the show, and he said Tower 1 and 2 got hit by planes and fell, but then Tower 7 wasn't hit and fell. And then the media tried to spin it that he said the towers weren't hit by planes. You know, again, they know that the Building 7 was imploded or was very suspicious. I mean, what about BBC reporting Building 7 had fallen before it fell? So they know what's going on. I don't believe that Jim Bohannon's that stupid.
Well, I honestly believe that Jim Bohannon has never looked at the information. I believe that Keith Olbermann has never looked at the information, or Bill Maher, or any of these people that you would really speak out for this if it wasn't toxic to them, and they simply wipe it away as being, you know, 9/11 conspiracy theories. And that's one of the beauties of the shell game. See, it's a thriller, and it's a thriller written by an established author. And so you catch people off guard, and I know that I caught Jim Bohannon off guard, and if your audience can help me and I get on the Bill O'Reilly show, I'm going to nail him to the wall. Because he's not going to know what's coming on this either.
Well, I hear what you're saying. What do you think the establishment's going to do as more and more prominent authors and movie stars and scientists and former presidents and start coming out saying it's an inside job and then dropping the evidence down on the table?
I think, you know, and I've said this to the 9/11 truth movement, I think that you have a concrete dam of lies, and you have to just keep hitting it with a sledgehammer until you start getting cracks, and you know David Ray Griffin hits it, you hit it, you know, the Loose Change guys hit it, the new Reflecting Pool guys hit it, and the Shell Game hits it. At some point, you're going to get a crack, and somebody's going to take a chance in a major media that sees that the dam's cracking and it's going to break, and they're going to want to be the first to break the
story. Absolutely, I want to hear from listeners how they think this is going to unfold. Will 9/11 truth just fade off in the sunset, or as evidence shows, just keep growing? And will it ever result in people getting in trouble for it?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push all toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredible healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I will be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday edition, now syndicated on more than 25 stations, up and running for a year, simulcasting on global shortwave, the internet, and satellite, out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, and carried on stations like KCAA out of San Diego, California, KCXL out of Kansas City, and many others. We salute them. The 50,000 water out of Norfolk, Virginia. Room the phones up. I know it's going to be all over the map. That's fine. The author of The Shell Game, Steve Alton, rides shotgun with us. I just started trying to read this just in the last few days, and suddenly I noticed it broke in the news. Like, why haven't I gotten him on? There are just so many great people out there. And we'll talk a little bit about how the book reads and why folks should get it. Also, I haven't really plugged this today, and I need to. I've made 18 films. The latest is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The History of the New World Order, Their Master Plan, How They've Created Amero, the Euro, how they're merging the North American Union currently with it, what their master plan is, how their eugenicists how Hitler learned everything he knew from them and Lord Milner. 2 hours, 20 minutes. You want to have a master's degree in the New World Order, you'll have it with this one film. Then there's Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, where we just look at all the admissions of terror our government and other governments have staged. That this is as common as sliced bread and fire hydrants. I mean, this is just everywhere. Again, Infowars.com to order DVDs of all the films or other books and videos I carry. Huge discounts up at Infowars.com. There, just click on the shopping cart button, the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, see all my films, my weekly TV reports, special reports, an hour and a half plus from Endgame that didn't make the film, an extra, you know, instead of just the 40 minutes of DVD extras, an hour and 40 minutes of extras, you know, for PrisonPlanet.tv members in super high quality, burn it to disc, give it to people. 3 months free right now, the special we're running at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get a monthly trial membership for $5.95. That's the cost of 2.5 Starbucks coffees. And it makes everything we hear, everything we do here possible. We just got bigger CDN servers. It streams super high fast, 5 different formats, downloads. We're just making it better and better. I just got even bigger CDNs. We got 2 CDNs, 7 servers to run this network in the InfoWar. We're only using 50 terabytes right now. I just got 200. Yeah, we're planning big stuff. And the sites are all exploding. The enemy's trying to hit us and hit us hard in ways I won't even get into. We just laugh at it and work. Every time I'm tired and don't want to go back to work at 10 o'clock at night, somebody attacks me or does something, I just get up off the couch and just turbo through, ladies and gentlemen. All right, John, Stacy, Aaron, Chris, others, we're going to get to you here in just a moment. But just in a nutshell, tell us about the how you put the 9/11 story into a novel.
Well, Alex, the story takes place. It opens up in 2007 with two neoconservatives who work in intelligence meeting with a colonel who served in Iraq, and they're basically making their claim that Iran represents enriched uranium. In 5 years, they can take that enriched uranium, make suitcase bombs, give it to terrorists. Imagine a scenario of 20 cities simultaneously went off with nuclear suitcase bombs. How do you stop that? Rumsfeld broke the army. You know, these guys have been on 4, 5, 6 deployments. There's no way we're prepared to go into Iran. And so their solution is to allow one suitcase bomb to go off in one city, a false flag event that they want this guy to help them set up, which will give them the green light to chemical bomb Iran and its military establishments, its nuclear establishments.
And by the way, that's how they sold their own people. That's how they sold their own people on carrying out 9/11 is, if we don't do something like this, we're going to be weak and we are going to get hit. That's how they sell this military mindset. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. I mean, in their mind, they're justified what they do. And hell, what's a million people out of 300 million on their
list? I'm not saying you won't get your hair mussed.
Right. These are the sacrifices that the neoconservatives, the way they think, you know, of course, they're not going to be in the city when it gets blown up, but, you know, you got to get rid of some of the sheep in order to make it easy for the wolves, and that's their thinking.
Break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Exactly. And so right away, right from the prologue, we know the story of the shell game, that it's a false flag event. And what I did was extrapolate from everything that happened in 9/11 and put it into the storyline, where you have two Iranian/Iraqi patsies who aren't quite sure what they're doing. They're not quite sure what they're getting into, but they're being led, you know, in the shadows by intelligence organizations and key people in the intelligence organizations to get them to do what they're doing. And this is all paralleling the 2012 election. So everything that we see going on in 2008 is going on in the storyline.
And now that we're hurtling towards a depression, they're more likely than ever to pull this off, but not to help us economically, just to make sure we worship them while they control us. Anthony from We Are Change Ireland, who's confronted Bill Clinton and many others, is calling in. He's first up, then John, Stacy, Aaron, Chris, and others. Anthony, you're on the air from Ireland.
Hi, Alex. I'm just ringing up to plug a new documentary we made. It's just gone live.
Okay, good. Plug it.
It's End of Nations. If you go to Google Videos and type in End of Nations, it's 122 minutes long.
I've seen your promo. It's got some Endgame in it. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, we put some Endgame footage in that, yeah. And for further research at the end, you have View Endgame. It's important.
Movie. Great, great. Again, End of Nations, and you just Google that and it'll come up?
Yeah, yeah. And there's some stuff in it about the NAU also. Like, all the members of the European Parliament got sent a report making the case for the NAU. Over 700 copies were sent.
Look, it looks powerful. I might even want to carry it if you get it on DVD. Let's try to set something up with Trey, okay?
Yeah, great. Yeah, okay.
Give out your Ireland We Are Change website.
It's wacireland.org and wiseupjournal.com.
All right, good job, my friend. What do you think of our guest going public for 9/11 Truth?
Actually, I haven't been listening in the last few days. Normally, I listen every day, but I've been way too busy, up to 5 a.m. getting this documentary done.
I know how it is. I appreciate your call. Okay, John in Ohio, you're on the air with our guest, author of The Shell Game, Steve Alton. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to start out. This character, Jim Bohannon, I think is a hardcore disinformation specialist going from way back for decades. He knows a lot more than he says, and he's justified every war, assassination, bombing, overthrow of a government around the world. He knows. But at any rate, I called originally to talk about some disagreements I have with you, but I just first wanted to say that we owe you a tremendous debt of gratitude, both you, Alex, and the guest, for exposing their secret weapon of the false flag terrorism that is justifying all of their police state measures and their warmongering across the globe, which I think you're doing a tremendous great service in exposing. I think the most taboo subject, of course, is the 9/11 truth, because it gets to the heart of the evil of these characters. They're not doing this out of the greater good, through some kind of evil policy to accomplish a greater good. They are totally evil and evilly motivated, and I believe that beyond the taboo of 9/11, the one thing that I've got to say this, that is declared taboo by the entire military-industrial media, by the fake liberals, the fake leftists, even the populists, all of them, has been any consideration of a Marxist or a socialist analysis. And I think even people like Counterpunch has pointed out that we can't believe anything of these so-called regimes in Russia at this point, or any of their so-called archives that have been gone over totally by the FBI and the CIA.
Let me just stop you, John. John, we can't do a history lesson today because our guest is on with us, but let me just stop you. You know, I'm a free market Ron Paul type. But you're not being censored here. Nobody screened your call. If you want to give us a minute and a half analysis of a leftist Marxist analysis of economics, go ahead.
Hey, well, I would interject.
Sure. Go ahead.
I would actually disagree with the caller, because there's an old quote from a Nobel Prize winner that said, "Men, in order to do evil, must first believe what they are doing is good." I don't believe these neoconservatives think they're doing evil. They think they're doing good, and that's what's most frightening about it. Because I mean, they enact God's name just as the radical Islam enacts God's name and believe that they are doing good, and that is what allows them to go to sleep at night with a clear conscience after having murdered 3,000 Americans, with a lot more on the agenda. You know, I think it's too simple to say that, you know, they're evil doers and they're doing evil, and it's just about the corporate buckle, though.
All right, let me say something here. They use the fake Christian angle. We know they're not really Christians, Bush and others, as a way to sell their constituents. I say they're fake at that level. Now, do they believe that they should be running things so end justifies the means? Are they students of Machiavelli? We know they are. They're Straussians. So I agree with you in that respect, Steve. But go ahead and finish up, John.
Yeah, well, just in answer to that, I think there's too many people that are giving this idea that this is a matter of incompetence. They're well-intentioned. All of the presidential candidates run by the military-industrial complex use that line. No, we can't read their mind. We can look at their actions, and we can look at their knowledge of their own evil and call that evil. But I wanted to say that if somebody wants to look at, for instance, the genesis of libertarianism, there's you can Google up Mr. Anonymous, the not so spontaneous libertarian, Mr. Anonymous, not so spontaneous libertarian. Though I agree totally with what you're talking about, Alex, about the police state dangers, the wars, the false flag terrorism, and Ron Paul on those issues, I think is dangerous to eliminate the social safety spending, that which is not even socialism.
Hey, it's already gone. Listen, I appreciate your call, okay? I mean, it's a moot point. I mean, and look, I'm not saying social safety networks couldn't help people if angels ran the government, but it's always control freaks that are going to use it to hurt people. Steve, Alton, any comments?
I agree, and always to make a buck. They always take care of their constituents who are making a buck.
All right, who's up next here in order, John? I got my list messed up here. Stacy in Ohio, you're on the air. A lot of calls from Ohio. Go ahead.
Oh, Idaho, actually. Hey, Alex.
Idaho, okay.
Okay, your question was about if you think, you know, this book is going to help people, you know, realize the truth about 9/11, and I don't think it is, because once people are going to start catching on to it, they're going to do something to try to stop it. The whole freedom of internet thing, you know, is really pushing the movement. They're going to try to take that away. And something's going to happen, I think, before another terrorist attack. And then the Bush administration could say, oh, see, we told you so. We told you we needed this. We told you we need to go in Iraq. Now we need to go in Iraq.
Well, remember years ago I warned that before the next false flag that some of their legislation to, quote, keep us safe wouldn't go through. And Bush would say, we're about to be hit. I don't have the power I need.
I know, and I agree with that.
And then they hit us, and then they say, oh, yeah.
And everybody thinks I'm crazy. Everybody at work. I try to talk to everybody that I can about it. My family.
Well, the yuppies think it's crazy.
My friend's laughing at me right now. I'm at work talking to you, and it just, I think about it all the time. I'm like obsessed with it, and it pisses me off. And I feel like there's nothing that I can do about it.
Now, do people at your work think the dollar's still worth the same? And they think that's funny too.
Actually, I work in a bank, so.
Oh, so, well, they're totally brainwashed. Let them be slaves.
So I just...
Listen, Stacy. Let the dead bury the dead. Just stop trying to wake them up. They want to laugh and giggle and snicker. There's plenty of people that do want to hear from you. But finish up your point. Sorry.
Well, what can I do? I mean, what kind of information, like your guest now, where does he get his information about, you know, NORAD standing down? I mean,
well, let me just answer that question for you, but first let me say this. If you aren't completely appalled, you're not paying attention, as the bumper sticker says. And if they don't know something's fundamentally wrong, doesn't mean they have to agree with you, then they're idiots. And you just need to move on. They're never going to wake up. Steve?
Well, Stacy, and if this sounds self-serving, it's not meant to be, but here's the solution, one of the solutions. Buy them a copy of The Shell Game, because it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. They're not going to know what they're getting. It's just a thriller. And once they start reading it, they're not going to be able to pull it down. And when they're done, they're going to be different. They're going to be taken by it.
And by the way,
story's going to hook them, and the information in there is going to seep into their mind. And for the first time, they're going to open their eyes and awaken.
And Steve, you've had a bunch of big bestsellers. You're taking a risk of being blackballed by putting this book out. We've got to commend you.
I've already been blackballed. I mean, none of my New York publishers would touch the book. I was supposed to speak on a Los Angeles book festival panel. They were really excited to get me on there, and they mysteriously canceled a couple weeks later. I've been kept off the major shows. But here's the one. You know, I've been on the Today Show before, Kathleen Cryer's Report, Fox News, almost every station, hundreds of interviews. Your audience has the power to get me onto the mainstream media. If they do simply one thing, if between now and Tuesday, which is when the New York Times book sellers list comes out, between now and Tuesday, if they simply go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and Borders and buy two copies, one for themselves and one copy of The Shell Game for somebody like Stacy's relatives or friends at the bank who just will never listen to her, those, your audience's numbers are so vast that would push the book into the top 10 New York Times bestseller list. It's hit 31 already. But that would push it to top 10, and what that would do is force it into the top 100 newspapers in the country the next week. And suddenly, the Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher's, the Tonight Show's, I'd be able to get a venue to talk about this stuff on those venues.
I hear you. We got to jump. Thank you for the call, Stacy. Aaron, Aaron, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Welcome.
Thanks. I've got 3 points. One, I was wondering, you know, I'm 17, so there's not much I can do about gold and silver, but I do have some money saved up. What should I do?
That money's being devalued right now. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do with it.
All right. And I also want to say that with the book, I'm not sure how many, you know, newspapers and things like that will take it, because I think they will take it as fiction and nothing else.
Well, for people that read, it's a great tool. Most people don't now. That's why you give them an Endgame or a Terror Storm. But it's one more great tool, and he is a prominent writer, and we appreciate him joining us. Thank you, Aaron. Chris in Florida, last caller for our guest. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, I'd like to hear what you and your guests have to say about my recommendations when calling up talk shows. It's unbelievably easy. You don't have to dress up like you do for TV, so you can stay relatively anonymous while stating hard facts. And you don't often need to be vague about your reason for calling in order to get on the air. It's easy to get on the air. Even when you tell the call screener exactly what you're calling about, the screener will sometimes help you rephrase your point in order to disguise it from the talk show host. But or the host, the talk show host will take your call, and after cutting you off, will say that he didn't know what you were going to say. And this is his way of trying to get off the hook with his masters while still allowing you to say your piece. So, you know, these hosts know they are doing evil, but maybe they feel they're not doing so much evil.
Well, we'll be right back. Final segment.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The broadcast transmission will be over here in about 5 minutes. We had an unbelievable economist on with us in the second hour, if you missed it, and tons of economic news in the first hour. The restreams on the internet, if you're not listening on an AM or FM station or you missed any of it, start consecutively all the way. The show we're hearing back to back until I come back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't have any time to take any more of your calls. I have a few final news stories I want to hit. I just wanted to tell Steve Alton, thanks for coming on and thanks for writing the shell game. I'm going to give it to my wife, who's a voracious reader, reads a book about every day. And we look forward to having you back on and wish you all the luck, Steve.
Well, it's an honor, and it's also an honor to carry the message for the people who seek the truth, and I will do my best.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for spending time with us. Before I hit a final news story or two, I got to tell you about Interfood. They've got healthy coffees, healthy cocoa, but their main product, one that made them famous, is their green food. 20 superfoods in two little scoops in your juice, your apple juice, your orange juice. The fields are, even if it's organic, have really lost a lot of their nutritive value. You need extra vitamins. You absorb 100% of these. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, balanced energy all day long, detoxing effects. Go to InfoWars.com and link through to their banner. And you get 10% off as an InfoWars reader by linking through to Interfood to that subpage from InfoWars. So go to interfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238. And there is still time. They sell out, at least the last two conferences I knew of, I'm told, sold out. They're very professionally done. People love these conferences. Freedom Law School's 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. There's a lot of Patriot conferences that are kook-filled, and I won't plug them. This is all good people. William Rodriguez, Jason Burmes, G. Edward Griffin, Tommy Crier, Joe Bannister, Larry B. Krav, Michael Collins Piper, so many more. That's going to be in Irvine, California, March 28th to the 31st. Get your tickets now by calling 760-868-4271, 760-868-4271, or livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. I meant to get into, this is looking worse and worse, the provocateur, the flashbang bombing of the Army Recruiting Center that's shut down most of the time because they can't even recruit people. It's a way of making the government look like it's under attack, more police state measures while the border's wide open. ABC News reported it was connected to a peace group. Now they admit that's not true. Howard Dean is trying to have a re-election in Michigan and Florida so Hillary Clinton can get the delegates. That's in the AP. That is just right out in everybody's face. There is so much more that is going on that we'll be covering coming up Sunday. But here it is, Times Square blast linked with anti-war demonstrator. AP, photos of targeted military recruiting station were sent to members of Congress. And then it turns out, in another article, ABC's now having to admit that that is not the case, but the neocons are still on talk radio saying that's the case because they need an excuse to turn their police and military apparatus. You've heard them saying arrest 9/11 truthers. You've heard O'Reilly and all of them, the talking point of it's going to get violent. Peace groups are going to get violent. And if you look at the 60s, 70s, and before, the feds would provocateur, either run organizations, command people to do it, or do it and blame people. They just got caught in Montebello last year at the North American Union meeting. The police actually got caught. It's now admitted, mainstream news, attacking other police, staging as protesters to try to then be able to attack the peaceful people. We have big economist on every week, but the economist and forecaster we had on in the second hour was unbelievable. And so if you tune in right now at InfoWars.com, if you missed it, you'll be able to hear it. The first and second hour are about to restart. The show will continue at InfoWars.com right now. You got to go to those streams to listen, though, and I recommend you do because the show's going to get more and more powerful each and every day, or you can catch it throughout the weekend until I'm back live Sunday 4 to 6. To all of our M&FM affiliates, support them, support their sponsors. To all of our listeners, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Get out there and take on the New World Order. We'll see you Sunday live 4 to 6. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. Now.